Mr. Darcy, it is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. And so, now that we have concluded an excellent dinner here at Pemberley, and you have so very elegantly chased off all your other guests, I find myself at no loss as to why you have requested this private interview with me, here in the music room. Oh, I know, I should be all elegant myself, and flutter my eyelashes, and blush attractively, etc., but in all honesty, I know very well that you are once again going to ask me to marry you. Yes, I thought so. Let me stop you there, Mr. Darcy, before you wax poetic about my fine eyes and my heaving bosom, and about how it would make you the happiest of men. I know all that. Yes, quite. You've been in love with me from the moment we met. Don't deny it. You said I wasn't pretty enough to tempt you, and then I flounced by and jiggled my boobs at you, and suddenly I was quite pretty enough, wasn't I? Men are such simple creatures, Mr. Darcy. But you see, Darcy, I am presented with a most vexing choice. If I refuse your offer of marriage, I will continue to live in my parents' house, with my hysterical mother, my funereal sister Mary, my petulant sister Kitty, and my utterly downtrodden father, for the rest of my life. Now, if I accept your proposal and become your wife, well, then the outlook isn't much better. I will be your property. I will have virtually no rights, little freedom. I'll be pregnant every other year, and I'll have to start wearing these silly white caps on my head. So, you see, it's enough to make a girl want to run off and join the circus. At any rate, you do own this magnificent house, and you don't appear to be the product of several centuries of inbreeding. You are intelligent and decent and actually quite kind. And truth be told, that day you emerged from the pond with your white shirt all wet and clinging quite provocatively to your chest. Oh, well, I say, that was a surprise. A rather pleasant one. All of which leads me to say that I am inclined to accept you. But, of course, if I am going to spend the rest of my life with you, forsaking all others, etc., well, then I shall require certain assurances before the happy event. Oh, I know you're rich, I don't care about that, but what I do care about is, well, I say, Mr. Darcy, come here. Bring that candelabra with you. You do look so elegant in your black evening clothes. And how convenient that your trousers have that little flap in the front, with the little buttons. Go on, then, open up. That's right. If I'm going to enter into lifelong matrimony with you, I will of course have to see your cock. Don't look so surprised. You've been inspecting my creamy breasts at every opportunity. I dare say you could draw them from memory at this point. Why should I not be afforded the same perspective? Go on. Oh, you're so proper, so stiff. Well, let's hope so, anyway. Here, let me help you. Ah, yes. Oh, my. Oh, that's actually... Oh, well, that's quite a specimen, Mr. Darcy. I confess I am all astonishment. You're rather beautiful. Just the right size and girth. Yes, indeed, a few well-placed veins. I am most pleasantly heartened by this discovery. You know, Mr. Collins never made it past this part. No. I will forbear and resist describing that gentleman's member to you. But you, well, now you, indeed, are very well made. Might I just touch, perhaps? Let me discard these wretched gloves. Ah, yes, much better. Oh, so smooth and warm. Oh, yes, I do like this very much, as I suspect you do. Yes, quite strokeable, quite easy to manipulate. Your cock, that is, not your ego. Might I be so bold as to request a small taste. You see, if this is the only cock I am destined to wrap my lips around for the rest of my days, Well, it would serve me well to determine if I like the taste. Don't you agree, Mr. Darcy? Oh, good, I see that you are a rational creature. Very good. Oh, yes. Oh, I say. Oh, yes, I dare say this will do nicely. Oh, indeed. Mr. Darcy. Oh, that's very good. Oh, yes. Yes, you are a very well made man. Yes, thrust it into me. Yes. So deliciously from the top of your swollen head. Oh, is that what one calls it? Why, I had no idea that one rather announced his impending release in such a way, with a bit of a preview, as it were. How charming. Come here, let me taste. Oh, good heavens. Oh, I've heard about this, but oh, this is so much better. You delicious aristocrats, you. Oh, good heavens. Let me get a look at these balls. Oh, yes. Oh, lovely. And they taste good, too. That's wonderful. Oh, I assume that you approve of ball licking, do you? Good. But enough of that. Let me have that cock again. I know I'm going rather fast, but you see, a servant could come in at any moment. You know that. There's like 100 people that work here. Well, thus far I am suitably impressed. However, my conscience permits me to require further evidence of our compatibility. Yes, well, now you know how well my mouth pleases you. I simply require the same proof. Oh, I do approve of that gleam in your eye. Very good, Mr. Darcy. Oh, yes, quite. Arrange yourself on your knees before me. Let me lay back against this elegantly brocaded divan. Oh, how decadent. Oh, yes. Push my dress up my thighs. Do you like my silk stockings? So pale and sheer, reflecting the light in such a pretty way. Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Darcy. Yes, part my thighs. Oh, yes, I do believe sampling your cock did rather moisten my petals. Very keenly observed, sir. I commend you. Now, if you would be so kind as to sample the dew. Oh, my. Oh, heavens. Oh, yes. Oh, good Lord. Oh, Lydia told me something about this, but dear Lord, the girl has a limited vocabulary. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. Oh, yes, do that thing with your tongue again, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I love the way you lick at me. Oh, that's delightful. Oh, heavens. Oh, I could have been doing this all along. Oh, my word. Oh, Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, lick me. Oh, lick me, dearest. Oh, oh. Oh, yes. Oh, I can't believe how good this feels. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. I have a feeling Colonel Fitzwilliam is a rank amateur compared to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I am most impressed with your skills. Is it the result of previous study? Oh, because you do give it a most unrehearsed air. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 yes, yes, yes. Oh, oh, like me. Yes, yes. Oh, oh, what a fine gentleman you are. Oh, no. Oh, my God, Mr. Darcy. Oh, oh, I must stop you. Oh, although it grieves me, I must stop you. Oh. All that remains is the final test, I dare say. Well, we are all but engaged, are we not? Surely there can be no objection to our anticipating our vows by a week or two. Don't you agree? Oh, excellent. Oh, I confess. Oh, come here, kiss me. Oh, I confess. I have been imagining this very scenario quite frequently in my own bed at night. Oh, yes, let me watch you remove your jacket and waistcoat. Oh, those white shirts. Dear God, what is it about white shirts? So much fabric, even. By heavens, look. Look at how much fabric there is, even. It's ridiculous. Oh, but heavens, how they quicken my pulse. Oh, yes. Oh, kiss me. Yes. Kiss my neck, my breast. Free them from this blasted dress. Are my breasts as beautiful as you imagined? More so. Oh, yes, you'll do very nicely. Oh, of course, you may sample my delectably pink little nipples. Oh, that's heavenly, Mr. Darcy. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh. Yes, the way you take that little nip in your mouth. Oh, oh, my word. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm ready for you, my love. Yes. 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 Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, sink yourself into me. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, what heaven that is. Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Darcy. Oh, how deeply you do thrust. Oh, God. Oh, yes, I can feel myself stretching about you. Oh, my God, that's divine. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, go deeper, please. Please. Bury yourself in me as deeply as you can. Oh, my. Oh, the feel of your hips as you thrust in and out of me. Oh, oh, yes, my love, growl against my ear. Yes. Moan as you take my body. Does it please you to know that I will be utterly yours? That you will own me? Oh, God. I would give myself only to someone so deserving. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Breathing so fast. Panting. Oh, Mr. Darcy. Can you feel the way my body takes you and doesn't let go? Do you feel that tight grip? That clenching as you drive yourself into me again and again. Oh, 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 yes, let me feel your ass, darling, as you plunge into me. Oh, such strong muscles. Must be from all that horseback riding. Oh, such powerful thighs. Oh, 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 dear God, yes, faster, my love. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, 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 yes. Grip the back of the divan and just fuck me. Yes, I know that word. It's delightfully saucy, is it not? I adore it. Oh, fuck me, Mr. Darcy. Oh, yes, fuck me. Yes, I see that you adore that word too. You're like this one then. Fuck my cunt. Yes, that's another one I like. Yes, fuck my cunt. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm going to make this divan slide across the room. Oh, God. Oh, oh. Oh, but please, my darling, say that you are not a missionary man only. Be a sport, my love. Throw me over on my tum-tum, would you? Take me from behind. There's a good chap. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, dear God. Oh, Lydia said nothing about this. George Wickham must be a complete fool. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Fuck me, darling. Yes. Oh, yes. Grab my hips and fuck me. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, are you nearing your climax, darling? Oh, I can feel it surging through you. Oh, I think I shall scream. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Mr. Darcy. Spill yourself inside me. What, my love? Oh, don't worry about that. We'll just say the baby's premature. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes, my love. Fuck me. Fuck me harder until you cry out with pleasure and empty yourself deep inside me. Oh, I will writhe and moan and whimper beneath you as my own climax tears through me. Oh, yes, yes, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, yes, oh, spill your seed in me, spill, yes, yes, fuck me. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy. Oh, oh, Darcy, oh, oh, Mr. Darcy. Oh, oh, good Lord, yes, empty yourself in me. Oh, yes, Mr. Darcy. Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, oh, I say. Oh, I say, well done. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, if the servants don't come running after all this commotion, I will be very surprised. Oh, oh, my darling. Oh, that was entirely divine. Oh, entirely wonderful. Oh. Oh, yes, I see nothing for it now, Mr. Darcy. You have ruined me. You have ruined my reputation. At my request, of course. We will simply have to marry now. Oh, oh, I do love you. And I will always have the warmest gratitude to this divan, which has been the means of uniting us.